Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Third decade. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Pretty soon we'll be entering the 22nd year of our show, a couple of weeks from now. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gordon Chang is our guest. Gordon, I need your website, please.
GordonChang.com.
Just his name, folks.
GordonChang.com.
Gordon Chang. It's pretty simple. You can find all of his writings there. You're with a Forbes.com columnist. Where else are you? Can they find you?
No, actually, I was fired from Forbes. Apparently by pressure from the Chinese owner, but that's a long story.
What a great story. Congratulations, Gordon.
Yeah,
that's a badge of honor for you, isn't it? You ought to be able to make some money off of that.
I wear it as a badge of honor. I haven't tried to monetize it, but I do believe that people should know about the painful influence of the Chinese on American media.
Think about that, folks. That's when you can tell, when you tell somebody's getting a little too close to the quick, right? Right, Gordon? When something happens like that, that's amazing. Hey, Gordon, that's another reason why we're proud of you. Hey, I was reading recently about something that I didn't know about this specifically. I have known for really over a decade about how granular China is in knocking off other people's products, stealing their intellectual property, essentially, and knocking off their products, even esoteric garments around the world. They were actually being that granular in knocking off people's intellectual property. But I did not know that, and I knew that they were trying to influence a lot of smaller economies around the world. I did not know this thing about what's being called China's trophy infrastructure. Tell us about that.
Well, China is building for a number of countries, including especially Africa, large infrastructure projects. Some of them are needed, like roads
and bridges, things like that.
Roads and bridges, transportation infrastructure, which is needed in Africa, of course. But also they're building large stadiums and other things, which may or may not be needed. And really what's happening is China is extending cash in the form of loans to countries because it's so cheap. What you're seeing is countries load up beyond their means to repay. And now a couple of African countries are in trouble in terms of the loans, like Zambia and Djibouti. So, for instance, we saw another instance of this in Sri Lanka with the port at Colombo. And for us, you know, it's interesting to see this because American companies and American banks did this. American banks overextended themselves to Latin America, for instance. And then after we got out of that business, the Japanese banks got into it. And now the Japanese banks are out of it. The Chinese are doing it. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing what's called get-trap diplomacy on the part of the Chinese. I think that the Chinese are overextending themselves, mm-hmm. and they're going to get themselves into trouble just as the Japanese and the Americans did.
Well, and let me throw one else thing at you. The new reporting that I've seen was focused on Central and Eastern Europe, not even Africa. In other words, that's another region of the planet where they're extending themselves. So it's getting but the story you told, the dynamics of their challenge are the same.
Yes. Well, so for instance, right now Venezuela owes something like $23 billion to China, which is going to have a very hard time repaying.
They'll never get that money back.
And we're They probably won't get that money. They might get some oil out of it.
From who? From what? Right from now, what entity know, would? What entity would? I mean, that's they're bankrupt. They're going to claim bankruptcy. What entity coming afterward? Unless they negotiate some kind of something for it. I mean, it won't be free. If they get their money back, it'll become a big discount.
Absolutely, and China's going to face this problem all around the world, and they're going to learn that there are these consequences for their economy. So I do believe this is a case of what Paul Kennedy at Yale called imperial overstretch, mm-hmm. where China's commitments are far greater than its ability to service them.
Which comes back to what you and I were saying earlier. We don't have to provoke China. All we have to do is keep them honest, hold them off from stealing our stuff, let them continue to operate as they are, and time will tell the story. When the chickens come home to roost on China, they won't be a threat to us. They'll be a threat to themselves. Last thoughts, Gordon?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
GordonChang.com is the website. Hey, Gordon, good job today. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate being on your show, Jim.
You're always welcome here. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.